text. Hallmark Channel presents Christmas at Pemberley Manor, a city with large skyscrapers. An ice skating rink, crowded with people, is surrounded by commercial buildings. Inside the corner office, a woman sits at her desk leafing through a binder. Another woman enters.
Elizabeth, are you ready?
Yes, Caroline.
Elizabeth gathers her binders.
Green binder, we have all the logistics for Senator Green's Christmas party. Red binder is the museum's annual Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer Gala.
Okay. And the white binder?
Oh, this is for Landon's annual Christmas festival next week. It's snowy and white for Christmas.
You are something else, Elizabeth. Christmas is not here yet, ladies. Holiday cheer on your own time. Landon, your friend is the mayor?
Yes, George. We met in college.
You pushed hard to get me to agree to let you do this under Elite Events' banner. Is there something I should know about this, George?
Oh, no, he's just a friend.
And do we want something more?
With George? No. Although I did just write a letter to Santa asking to meet my true love.
You what?
My 5-year-old niece didn't want to write a letter this year, so I said I would do it if she did.
You're good about getting people to do things they don't want to do, aren't you?
I've been known to get my way on occasion.
Well, this is the first time you'll be taking the lead on an event like this. I know you're tenacious when you sink your teeth into something, but you're really more of a behind-the-scenes binder type. Are you sure you're up for this?
Yes, I am. I've learned so much from you over the last few years, and I'm ready to take the next step.
Okay. Just know I will be busy with my own events. I don't have time to worry about some small-town holiday party.
I've got everything under control.
Good. But if anything goes wrong in Landon, it will reflect badly on me.
I understand.
I hope so. Your job depends on it.
Caroline gets into an elevator, and the doors close.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
At another building, two men exit hurriedly.
And we have to set up the call with the department heads about the Christmas bonuses.
Yes, Mr. Darcy.
I told you you can come with William.
Okay, sorry, Mr. Darcy. All right, that done.
Travis, stop, relax, take a breath. It's your first week as my assistant. No one expects you to know everything. You're doing fine.
Thank you. It's an honor to be working for you, sir.
You say that now. Wait until I have you working through Christmas.
Oh, it's not a problem. I can video conference with my family to open presents. It's just like being there.
Timing's not ideal, I know, but I have to complete the sale of my late uncle's estate before the first of the year. Otherwise, we might get it done before Christmas.
It's Pemberley Manor, right?
Yes, Lambton, Connecticut.
I saw pictures of Pemberley. It looks like a nice place to celebrate Christmas.
It is. I spent several there as a boy with my aunt and uncle. It's always very nice.
A big Darcy family holiday?
No, my father was usually traveling on business.
What about this Christmas?
I always work for Christmas, Travis.
Morning, Matt.
William gets into a helicopter.
What's wrong, Travis?
I've never been in a helicopter before.
Relax, it's only scary when they fly upside down. That's a joke.
Oh, it was very funny, sir.
Yeah, that's usually the reaction I get when I try to make a joke. That's why it doesn't happen very often. Come on, Travis, Pemberley awaits.
Travis nervously enters the helicopter. From the sky, we fly over a commercial city. Elsewhere, at a residential village, a man and woman exit a townhouse.
George, you're the mayor of Lambton now. Can't you talk him out of selling Pemberley Manor?
I have known William Darcy since law school. Once he makes up his mind about something, it is virtually impossible to talk him out of it.
Tearing down a place like that to build condos isn't right. I remember when they used to decorate it for Christmas and we'd all go caroling up there. Pemberley Manor is a huge part of Lambton's history.
Jane, it's been empty for years. I mean, there's really nothing we can do about it, okay? Anyway, we got to focus on this year's Christmas festival. It's my first one as mayor, and I want this thing to be the biggest, best yet. That's why I hired Elizabeth to do it.
Yes, her plans are ambitious. A tree lighting on the night of the 21st, Santa's Village on the 22nd.
That's Elizabeth's best idea. It's a great addition to the festival.
A concert on the 23rd, followed by a traditional reading of The Night Before Christmas on the 24th, and ending with a toy giveaway.
Did you hear Elizabeth got Stan Finley, the anchorman from the news? I love the way he says, action news.
Hopefully he'll leave that part out of the Christmas reading. George, we usually just do one night, a tree lighting and the story.
I know, but I campaigned on making big changes in Lambton. And this is a way to show that I'm actually serious about that.
Are you sure your friend can handle all of these events?
Yeah, I'm sure. She's great. She's pretty amazing. an amazing friend who's going to be here soon. So make sure she has whatever she needs, and you can be her right hand, so to speak.
I will be happy to help.
Jane smiles.
It's going to be a great Christmas.
A car drives through a winding snowy road. Inside, Elizabeth sits in the back seat as a man drives. She smiles as she looks at the wooded scenery. The car stops in front of a large colonial manor. A jolly man with a white beard hanging holly outside waves at her. Elizabeth waves back. The car continues driving into the village square. The car stops in front of an inn on the corner of the street. The driver assists with her luggage.
Thank you.
Nearby, George and Jane chat.
So far, I have about 15 volunteers. I think if we get just a couple more, we'll be all set to get going.
George!
Elizabeth! Oh, my God, it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you, too.
Oh, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
This is Jane Lucas. She pretty much keeps the town running.
He's just saying that because he doesn't know where we keep the takeout lunch menus.
Hi, it's so great to meet you.
Hi.
George, this is so perfect. I'm already seeing it. I can see the Christmas tree over there, Santa's village over there.
Elizabeth, take a breath. You just got here.
Well, you know me. Once I get my mind set on something, it's impossible for me to stop.
You have not changed a bit.
You two met in college?
Yeah, in the classic literature section of the campus bookstore. We bonded over our love of British authors. He actually asked me out.
No.
He asked me out by writing a dinner invitation inside the front cover of a copy of Jane Eyre.
You two dated?
Just once. And then we decided we were better off friends. Right, George?
That's right. Well, why don't we go get some coffee and we can take you on a tour of the town?
Sounds great.
That worked.
Jane pretends to zip her lip. Travis and William pull up to a house in a town car.
I should know this already, but how do you take your coffee?
Black.
Okay, I won't let you down.
Good, because your job depends on this. Travis, that was a joke. Oh, Darcy, just accept the fact that you're lousy at jokes.
Travis gets in line behind Jane, Elizabeth, and George.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm in a huge hurry. Can I just get one cup of black coffee?
Excuse me, sir. There's a line.
I know, I'm so sorry. It's for my boss and it's my first week. And...
Hey, it's okay. I know what it's like to have a demanding boss, but you really shouldn't let him get to you like this.
If I don't get this right, I'm gonna lose my job.
He threatened to fire you over a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Wait, is that him? In the town car?
Yes?
Elizabeth?
I'll be right back.
No. So fired.
Elizabeth knocks on the tinted windows.
Hi, excuse me.
Hello, can I help you?
Did you really tell your assistant that his job depended on a coffee order?
Yes, but I wasn't serious. It's his first week and he's still adjusting.
Well, do you know how you can help him adjust? Don't threaten to fire him over a cup of coffee.
Right, but you see, it was a joke.
Well, clearly he didn't get it.
No, he didn't, because he is young and new, and perhaps I have a reputation that precedes me.
As being a demanding boss?
Caring about my business.
Well, I know what it's like to work for a boss who says things like, your job depends on it.
Wow. If your boss said that to you, shouldn't you be talking to them through car windows instead of me?
Okay, I'm merely suggesting that with the holiday spirit upon us, perhaps we could all be a little kinder to our fellow man.
I'm sorry, is this just at Christmas or is this all the time? I'm just wondering if I can ask for a cup of coffee in January if I'm out of luck all year round.
You know what? I think I've proven my point.
To recap, I should be nicer.
Precisely.
Duly noted.
Good. Merry Christmas.
And to you.
I am in so much trouble.
I can't see who she's talking to.
William Darcy.
George smiles. Travis returns to the car.
Don't worry, Travis. I'm not going to fire you.
Okay.
William rolls out the window. Travis enters the car.
I didn't tell her to do that. I don't even know who she is.
That's too bad.
George hands Elizabeth the coffee.
Do you know who that was?
No, but I'm really glad I don't have to deal with him ever again.
Yeah, but Elizabeth,
George,
that was...
I feel really good about what I just did. Is what you want to tell me going to ruin that?
Probably.
Keep it to yourself. Now I know why you wanted to plan the Christmas festival. She gets things done.
The town car pulls up to a large snow-covered manor and parks. William and Travis get out and look at the house. The man hanging the holly earlier approaches.
Hello! Welcome!
Hi there, I'm William Darcy.
Yes, yes, you are. It's so nice to meet you, young man. And who's this?
Travis Payne, Mr. Darcy's assistant.
It's nice to meet you as well.
Tell him no.
Welcome to the Pemberley Manor.
I'm sorry, and you are?
I'm the caretaker. You can call me Christopher.
I thought the caretaker was a Mr. Willoughby.
Well, he was for many years, but when he retired, I was more than happy to take over for him.
And why are you putting up Christmas decorations?
Because it's Christmas.
We're only going to be here for a few days until the sale is final, and after that, the new owners are going to tear it down.
I know, but that doesn't mean it can't be cheerful while it's still here, does it? She's a grand old lady, she is.
William answers a phone call.
I'll take a look at her. I'll call you back in 40.
How long has it been since you've had a visit, Mr. Darcy?
Not since I was a kid. Spent a few holidays here.
That must have been very special.
It's a long time ago.
Why did you decide to sell it now?
My uncle left it to the Darcy Corporation, so it wasn't my decision. It was the board of directors. It didn't make sense to hold on to a house that's been empty for so many years.
Why don't we go inside and let you have a look around?
They enter the front door. The foyer is dimly lit.
Oh, here's some light.
Christopher turns on the lights.
Yeah, that's better.
William looks around. He grabs the staircase firmly.
It's quite a staircase, isn't it? Well, I guess this brings back fond memories.
Well, many more fond memories will be made by the people living in the condos they're going to build here.
I'm sure that's true. Let me show you to your rooms.
At a restaurant, Elizabeth and George dine.
I'm so proud of you, George. Mayor? You always wanted to get into politics.
I mean, I would have done it earlier, but my law practice kept me too busy. Then the previous mayor, now she was retiring, and here I am.
Today land and tomorrow the world.
I think mayor is enough for me right now. What about you? What's it like working those fancy New York parties?
It's not as glamorous as it sounds. I do logistics, so I'm usually in the back making sure everything runs smoothly.
You are always the most organized person in college. The color-coded binders.
Oh, I still use them. I've always believed that life would be so much easier if you could color-code everything. Family, work, love. Although that one would be pretty thin right now.
So no one's serious? Or?
There was, but we broke up, so no, not right now. But you never know what might happen.
But you like your job?
I love my job, actually. My boss can be a little...
demanding. I mean, at least that's what you told the terrified guy at the cart today.
Right. But I'm learning a lot from her. And hopefully one day I'll be able to have a company of my own.
I wish I would have just hired you directly instead of going through Elite Events.
Well, having Caroline on board, even if it's just for her name, is a good thing. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. It's going to be great.
With the two of us together, nothing can go wrong.
They clink glasses. The next day, Elizabeth and George in the village under caution tape. Jane is standing in the town square.
What happened?
Water main break last night, right underneath the town square.
What town square? All I see is a big hole.
Where's the gazebo?
In the big hole.
This is a disaster. There is no way they're going to get this fixed in time enough for the Christmas festival.
Well, is there somewhere else we can do it?
Yes, I have spent the last few hours compiling a list of places that have the adequate space and requisite infrastructure to accommodate the festival.
Bowling alley parking lot.
Mr. Dudley's cow pasture?
We would have to move some cows to use that one.
There is no way that anything on here comes close to the magic that the town square creates at Christmas.
We could put some lights on the big hole.
Oh, come on. In a town as charming as Lambden, there's got to be a better place than the field behind Chester's bait and tackle shop. What about the beautiful estate I saw when I drove into town, with the white fence and huge lawn?
That's Pemberley Manor. We used to have events there all the time, but it's being torn down.
When?
After the first of the year, they'll put the condos in its place.
Well, if it's not happening until after Christmas, Maybe we convince them to let us use it for the festival. It's worth a shot. Come on, it's this way.
Jane and Elizabeth walk off. George looks hapless, then follows. They arrive at the manor.
It's perfect. It's so beautiful, and there's plenty of room out here. George, imagine it all done up for the Christmas festival.
Sure. We can string Christmas lights on the big wrecking ball that's going to be here any day.
I thought you said it wasn't being torn down until the first of the year. Who owns it?
It was Fred and Edith Darcy's house, but they passed away a few years ago, and now their nephew, William Darcy, is selling.
Wait, Darcy? As in Darcy Worldwide, that Darcy?
As in the hotels, the airline, and a bunch of other things.
Christopher enters.
That's the guy I saw earlier. I'm gonna go talk to him.
Aren't you gonna tell her that William Darcy is the same guy she was yelling at in the limo earlier?
What's the fun in that?
George!
Elizabeth rings the doorbell. Jane and George catch up to her.
Elizabeth, there's probably something you should know about William Darcy.
Don't worry, I'll turn on the charm. It won't be a problem.
William answers.
Okay, we have a little problem.
Elizabeth and William smile at each other. Later, they all assemble in a sitting room.
So sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, it's all right. Hi, Mr. Darcy. I'm Elizabeth Bennet.
Yes, we've met. And of course, you know my assistant, Travis.
Can I get anyone anything? Coffee? Or no, maybe not coffee.
We're fine, thank you.
So what can I do for you, Ms. Bennet?
I'm planning this year's Christmas festival. Are you familiar with it?
Yes, of course. I remember it from when I was a kid. It was very festive.
Yes. Well, usually it's held in the town square, but there's been a water main break, and now we're desperate to find a new location.
Okay. How can I help you?
We were hoping that you would let us use the front lawn of Pemberley.
I'm sorry, that's just not possible. Pemberley's being sold.
And being torn down to make way for condos. I heard.
You don't approve?
I mean, look at this place. George and Jane said it's a really important part of Lambden's history. How could you approve tearing it down?
No one's lived here for a very long time. You prefer it just sit empty?
No, but it's so beautiful. Why not sell it to someone who'll preserve it? Or you could donate it and turn it into a museum. Do something that'll benefit the community.
Like host a Christmas festival.
It's not being torn down until the first of the year, right?
Yes. We're hoping to close before Christmas, though, if everything goes according to plan. So we don't want to do anything to jeopardize that, and having the entire town traipse all over the front lawn, I'm afraid that creates liability issues.
Well, I'm sure we could figure out something with insurance, right, George?
Elizabeth, I know the festival's important to you.
Yes, but it's my first big event, but it's also important to you. It's your first impression as mayor, and it's important to Lambden.
I am so sorry. I'm afraid it's just not possible. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a conference call I'm late for.
William begins to exit. Elizabeth looks after him.
Do you remember the part where we talked about Christmas spirit?
Vividly.
You refusing to save Christmas for the entire town is going to get you on one of Santa's lists. I just don't think it's the right one.
Elizabeth exits. Jane follows.
I can't believe this. My first real event on my own, and it's ruined. I think Caroline's not paying attention to any of this.
It's going to be fine. We can still make this special.
You're mayor. Isn't there some way you can make Darcy do it? Eminent domain or something?
Making him host the Christmas festival on land that his company owns? I hardly think that's eminent domain. I'm so late getting a tree. What about this one?
No, too scrawny. You're a lawyer. We could sue.
On what grounds?
I don't know. Lack of Christmas spirit.
I don't think there's a law for that.
Okay, well then now we're back to you being mayor. Have the town council pass a law.
Elizabeth, you gotta let this go. What about that one?
Oh, too fluffy. George, we are not doing the Christmas festival in a bowling alley parking lot.
Chester said his field's still available.
No, Christmas is supposed to be magical. It's the time of year where people believe anything is possible. It's visions of sugar plums, not a bait and tackle shop.
Yeah, but isn't that the thing about the magic of Christmas? You can find it anywhere as long as you believe it exists.
Okay, you know what? You did the same thing in college. You would take my arguments and then you'd throw it back at me to make a point.
Look, I appreciate your tenacity. I do, but I just don't think we have a choice on this.
Do you know the company that's buying the place?
Yeah, they're based out of Seattle.
Oh, so that means they're still open.
Once Darcy makes up his mind, it is impossible to change it.
Nothing is impossible at Christmas.
Well, apparently finding a perfect Christmas tree is.
that one.
She points at one.
How do you do that?
I have a gift. So about this company in Seattle.
At the manor, William leafs through papers, then stops when he hears music. He glances upstairs. Christopher is playing a record in the study. He sorts records as William enters.
Christopher.
Mr. Darcy, I hope I didn't disturb you. When I was puttering around, I came across this record player and a bunch of these old Christmas albums. I just couldn't resist.
I remember these. My aunt used to play these at the holidays almost nonstop.
That must have been very festive.
It was. She taught me how to dance.
Really?
She was a very, very patient woman. I wasn't very good.
Well, I doubt that she might have been the slightest.
No, it didn't bother her. She loved Christmas.
Who doesn't? You know, if only we could find a way to help out the town and have the Christmas festival here.
I agree, but as I told the mayor today, my hands are tied.
Well, there's always hope. What we need is something of a Christmas miracle that would untie your hands, so to speak.
Mr. Darcy, I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay, Travis. What do you need?
This email just came in for you. It's from the company that's buying Pemberley.
What does it say?
They received a vociferous complaint about their plans to tear down the manor. They'd like us to try to engender some goodwill with the town before the sale goes through.
Make it seem like they're not just a bunch of heartless land barons.
Well, there is a way to engender goodwill.
William answers the front door. Elizabeth is standing on the porch.
Miss Bennet.
Mr. Darcy. Come with me.
She leads him by the hand to the lawn.
Okay. Over there is where we'd have the Christmas tree with as many lights and ornaments as it can hold without toppling over.
Miss Bennet.
And then over here on the stage, this is going to be Santa's workshop. This is where the kids can tell him everything on their wish list. Oh, imagine a choir singing Deck the Halls.
Yes, of course, but it...
Okay, and then right here, with Pemberley Manor all lit up in the background, this is where Santa will hand out toys to the kids and they can listen to the reading of The Night Before Christmas. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yes, it does.
So, Mr. Darcy, can we please have the Christmas festival here?
Yes.
I don't understand why you won't save Christmas for an entire... Wait, did you just say yes?
Yes.
We can have the festival here?
The risk of sounding like a broken record. Yes.
Well, I had a whole speech prepared.
And I would love to hear it at some point, but it's awfully chilly outside right now, and so I'm gonna give you my one condition before I head back inside to get warm.
What's that?
Assuming you're the one who logged the vociferous complaint with the company who's buying Pemberley.
I prefer strongly worded, but...
Okay, look, it's one thing to have them on board, but Darcy is more than just my name. It's a brand, and I don't allow my brand to be used for things that I don't personally oversee, so I would appreciate it if you kept my name out of it.
Deal?
He extends his hand. She shakes.
Deal.
Maybe this will get me on the nice list.
You know, I'm not actually in charge of that, but I'll put in a good word.
I appreciate that, Miss Beth.
You know, since we're saving Christmas together, I think you can call me Elizabeth.
Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, William.
William exits into the manor. Elizabeth squeezes in celebration. Later, Elizabeth and Jane address a small crowd on the manor lawn.
It's taken us a few days to get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed, but we're finally ready to get started setting up the Christmas festival. We have 1 week until Christmas, which means we have 3 days to get everything done, but I think we can do it. Are you ready?
Yes!
Wonderful. Jane has everyone's assignments. If you guys have any questions, come and find me.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, bring it in.
Elizabeth sees William on the porch.
Brought an army with you today.
Well, you know what they say, it takes a village. Especially when the lawyers take 4 days to get me my paperwork.
Yes, sorry about that. Are you going to be able to get everything set up in time?
Absolutely. Well, almost absolutely. I have never been in charge of something like this before.
I'm sure you'll do fine. Let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Wait, where are you going?
I have some work to do.
You just offered to help me. In this state, that's a legally binding contract.
I must have missed that class in law school.
Well, we have a lot to do. We gotta get wrapping paper, decorations, ornaments.
Okay. And I'm legally obligated to help you in what way?
I don't have a car.
Don't have a car. I'm sure one of the volunteers here would be happy to help
you.
It's a
lot of supplies. Like, a lot.
Later, they exit a shop. He carries all the boxes.
So, we need to get some more lights.
You have enough lights to make Pemberley Manor visible from outer space.
You can never have enough Christmas lights.
Bye. You really like Christmas, don't you?
Who doesn't? Oh, that makes sense. You don't.
Oh, no, just because I don't put out every light in existence doesn't mean I don't like Christmas.
What do you do to celebrate?
I'm usually working.
You own the company. I'm sure you could take the day off or something.
My father probably would have disagreed with you about that.
His name is Philip, right?
How did you know that?
I may have read an article.
Did you? Really?
I needed to know who I was dealing with.
What did you read?
I read a lot of things. I don't know how much of it is true. You know the internet.
Okay, how about you tell me what you read and I'll confirm or deny.
Okay. You went to boarding school in England. Harvard, Columbia Law.
All true.
You took over your father's company after he passed away, which I'm really sorry about, by the way.
Thank you.
You're a workaholic, and you rarely take day off.
I don't really like the way that sounds, but yes, most of that is true.
They load the boxes in the town car.
Come on, let's get to the good stuff. I'm sure you read all kinds of good stuff about my personal life.
Did you really date two models?
Not at the same time.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, you have me at a distinct disadvantage right now. Everything you've said and done hasn't been splayed all over the internet for all to see.
Well, I'm sure there are embarrassing videos floating around, but I've kept a relatively low profile.
Well, then, educate me about Elizabeth Bennet.
Oh, I will. I'm going to tell you all about her while we're shopping for more supplies.
More?
More.
Are you joking?
Hold this.
At the manor, Jane is directing the volunteers.
A little to the right. Nope, my right.
George approaches.
So how's it going over here?
On schedule.
I would expect nothing less. You are giving them breaks, though, right?
Very funny.
Excuse me, I'm Mr. Darcy's assistant. Have you seen him anywhere?
No. I remember you. Yes, you went with Elizabeth to get supplies. If they stick to the schedule, they should be back in 52 minutes.
That's precise.
Of course. How else can you expect to get things done?
I'm pretty new at this job. I'm lucky if I remember to put on my shoes before I come to work.
You just need a system.
Right.
I could teach you how.
Really? You wouldn't mind?
Are you kidding? I think that's her dream come true.
I'm Travis.
Jane.
They shake.
I'll see you later.
Okay, bye. Okay.
Travis exits. George grins.
What?
William carries more bags.
There's really nothing better than spending the holidays with your family. Well, I mean, it's not for everybody.
Are you going to miss all of that this year because of the festival?
No. I'm planning on staying until the end on Christmas Eve at the festival and drive to my parents' house. It's only a couple hours away.
Perfect. Wait, who's doing the reading?
The local anchorman. Unless... you want to do it?
No, I don't really like public speaking.
Wait, a man in your profession? I mean, I feel like you'd have to talk in front of people all the time, no?
It's a little bit different. Yeah, there's usually charts and graphs and all kinds of colorful slides for people to focus on other than me and far fewer children.
Do you not like kids?
No, it's not that. I just I'm unaccustomed to them.
Well, you realize there's going to be a lot of them around the Christmas tree in your front lawn this year.
Yeah. Seeing as though that will be the only tree at Pemberley this year, I'm fine.
Wait, you didn't get a tree for yourself?
A tree for just me? Why would I do that?
Okay, there are so many things wrong with this.
At night, the manor is now strung with Christmas lights. Inside, Elizabeth and William decorate a tree in the living room.
You didn't have to help me, you know.
Well, I forced you to get it, so I kind of did.
True.
Okay, I think we're ready. Want to get the lights?
Yeah.
William turns off the room lights as Elizabeth plugs in the tree lights. They admire their handiwork.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful.
Very well done.
Very well done. Careful now, people might mistake that for enthusiasm.
I found that most of my business associates frown upon it when I jump up and down in glee.
You're funny. I didn't read that about you on the internet.
That's because I've never been referred to as funny before.
That was a compliment.
I know. I took it as one.
They look into each other's eyes.
Looks good.
It really does.
I remember the tree in this very same hall when I was a kid.
Your aunt and uncle lived here?
They did, yeah. My mother passed away when I was young, and I spent the holidays here a few times. My father was traveling or on business.
And you would decorate the tree?
I did. It's probably the closest thing I had to a traditional family Christmas.
They watch the tree for a moment.
Anyway, thanks again for the tree.
Yeah, of course. It's my pleasure.
Elizabeth gets her coat as William turns the lights on.
Yeah. I should probably get back to work.
Oh, yeah, no, of course. I understand.
William opens the door for her.
Good night.
Good night.
Elizabeth exits. On the front porch, Elizabeth stops and turns around, looking at the door. She turns and walks off. The next day at the manor, George and Elizabeth continue decorating the yard.
And then he just threw me out of the house.
He threw you out?
Okay, well, he didn't actually throw me out, but he gestured emphatically. I don't know what happened. One second we were talking about his Christmas this year as a kid, and then next thing I know, he just sat down. I mean, you know him. Did I say something wrong?
I have no idea, but honestly, it's not really my place to talk about Wayne Darcy, so...
George, come on. Help me out here. Christmas is in 6 days and the festival's in 2. I don't want to do anything to jeopardize it. No.
She removes a tablecloth.
That's all that this is about? The festival?
She tries a different tablecloth.
Okay, well, when we met in law school, he found out I was from Landon. And he talked about Pemberley with, like, a great deal of affection. I think he loved spending the holidays here.
Oh, that's why he was approving tearing it down.
He's his father's son in many ways.
Did I tell you that he demanded that we leave his name off of the Christmas festival? It's not exactly the charitable type.
He's more charitable than he lets on.
What do you mean?
Okay, look, I shouldn't be telling you this, but if you're going to be working with him, you should probably know who he really is. William Darcy does a lot of charity, but he does it all anonymously. The town's new library, the after-school program at the community center. Look around.
Darcy pays for this?
His foundation does. He doesn't like the spotlight. He's a very private man.
At night, inside the manor, William works in the study. A record is playing on the player. Christopher enters.
Is there anything you need before I retire for the evening?
No, thank you, Christopher.
Christopher stays in the doorway.
Was there anything else?
Oh, no. I was just thinking about how much fun the children are going to have at the Christmas festival. Ms. Bennett's just doing a wonderful job putting it together.
Yes, it's very merry out there. I don't think the grounds are big enough for that much Christmas cheer.
Haven't even touched the grounds behind the manor. It's beautiful back there.
My aunt and uncle used to take me for sleigh rides back there.
Sounds nice.
Really, it wasn't a sleigh. It was just a carriage that they fixed up, but they would bring blankets and hot chocolate to make sure I stayed warm.
Your aunt and uncle sound like they were a lovely couple.
They were.
Well, I'll let you get back to work. Good night, Mr. Darcy.
Good night, Christopher.
Christopher exits. William looks out of the study window. Outside, Elizabeth is continuing to decorate the yard with a chair for Santa. He smiles. William walks out of the manor and approaches her.
Elizabeth.
William. Oh, I'm so sorry. I hope I'm not keeping you up with the lights.
No.
What are you doing out here?
The tree lighting is less than 48 hours away, and there's still so much left to do.
You're going to do it all by yourself?
No. But going through the to-do list helps me relax. See, you're not the only one who rarely takes a day off.
When there's no to-do list, what relaxes you?
Well, there's always a to-do list. I don't know. It's a week before Christmas, so I'd probably be baking Christmas cookies or something. If there was a kitchen out here.
Pemberley has a kitchen.
She smiles. She removes a tray from the oven.
I can't believe you had all of these ingredients just laying around.
Christopher went shopping. He wants to make sure that we're prepared for just about any Christmas emergency. Okay. You have a nice voice.
Thank you. You know the things that were no big deal when you were a kid and then suddenly became super intimidating when you were an adult?
Mm-hmm.
That's singing for me. I'm more of a behind-the-scenes type anyway these days.
There's nothing wrong with that.
What about you? What did you want to be when you grew up?
The head of Darcy Worldwide.
Really? You never fantasized about being a cop or a cowboy? An astronaut?
No. It was impressed upon me from a very early age that the choice of what I wanted to do when I grow up was already made for me. I would take over the company from my father. So.
Well, what about now? If you weren't William Darcy, captain of industry, what would you do?
Bake cookies.
She smiles, then looks at the cookies he's icing.
Okay. Well, you know, you might want a backup career, just in case.
Wow, what's wrong with these?
Nothing. No, they're very creative. Hopefully they're gonna taste good.
Are you mocking my cookie decorating skills?
No. Let's just hope Santa doesn't have his glasses on when he sees these.
Okay, you're definitely mocking my cookie decorating skills.
Christopher enters on scene.
A moment of truth.
I'm not. Do it. Here we go.
Elizabeth bites into a cookie. Later, at George's office.
Okay, so the festival starts tomorrow with the tree lighting. Everyone knows it's at Pemberley and at the town square, right?
We put up signs, newspaper ads, TV ads, social media.
Great. So if anyone shows up at the big hole, they have no one to blame but themselves.
Right.
George enters with William and Trevor.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Jane?
Right. You have your meeting about Pemberley. Sorry, we'll get out of your way.
Oh, no, that's okay. Why don't we go get some hot chocolate?
Wonderful. Ladies?
Bye, Jane.
Bye, Travis.
They exit.
Travis is kind of cute.
Is he? I hadn't really noticed.
Really? Saw the way you guys smiled at each other.
It was just a smile. I was being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You think he smiled at me?
Definitely.
I don't know. We're very different. I'm very organized, and he's not.
You know what they say, opposites attract.
Is that what's going on with you and Mr. Darcy?
No. He's not just opposite, he's like a different species.
Mm-hmm. A very handsome one.
Well, there's nothing going on with me and Mr. Darcy.
Well, there's nothing going on between me and Travis.
Okay, then. I'm glad we got that settled.
Me too.
Okay, so here.
George, Travis, and William are in line at the coffee stand.
I got the draft of the final documents from the bank. They're here somewhere. Sorry.
Relax, Travis. You're doing great.
You're just saying that because you don't want Elizabeth to come after you again, right?
Probably, yeah. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Jane is trying to teach me how to be more organized, but I don't know.
Jane, she seems like a lovely young woman.
Oh, she is. She's...
George turns to Travis.
She's very nice.
Travis walks to the vendor.
So, yeah, I have to review the final draft, and then the sale of Pemberley will be complete. I should have it all wrapped up by Christmas Eve.
You sure you want to go through with it?
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd maybe be feeling a little nostalgic about being back at the old place.
No room for nostalgia in business.
Okay. I just want to make sure you considered all your options about how the estate can be used. I mean, it's got a lot to offer.
Yes, it does.
Later, at the manor, William opens the garage door. Inside, he removes a tarp from a vehicle, revealing an old carriage.
This'll do.
Elizabeth, Christopher, and the volunteers organize the yard decorations.
How still you sit high above thy deep and dreamless the silent stars.
Christopher approaches her.
Oh, sorry, Christopher.
You have a beautiful voice. You should do it more often.
Well, I love to sing, but there's not a lot of time for that these days.
Well, maybe the opportunity will arise for you to do it again. Things we love are never far away.
That's beautiful. Did you come up with that?
Me? No. Listen, I better get back to work. I don't want the boss to catch me.
William approaches.
Is everything ready for tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I've got my list right here.
Checking it twice?
Checking it 3 or 4 times, actually. I have to admit, I'm a little nervous. If this doesn't go well, I'm gonna have to find a new career.
You just need to relax.
What do you suggest, making more cookies?
No, but I may know something else that could distract you for a few minutes. May I show you?
Sure.
Elizabeth covers her eyes as he leads her to the carriage.
Can I open them?
Yeah. I thought it was something else we could offer at the festival. Horse-drawn carriage rides around the property or even the town.
This is incredible.
We're gonna have to fix it up a little bit, you know, some paint. Maybe add some more Christmas decorations, that is, if there's any left in town after you've bought them all.
I'll go see what I can find.
Elizabeth walks off. William smiles. Later, they paint the carriage together.
I can't remember the last time I took a carriage ride.
I do. Kind of wish I didn't.
Wasn't a good memory?
It was with my ex-fiancé, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry I brought that up.
No, it's fine. I mean, we loved each other, and that's not a terrible thing, even if it doesn't work out, right?
How long were you two together?
2 years. I wish I could say that there was something big that made us break up, or something dramatic that I could point to and be like, yeah, that's the reason. Like, he loves pineapple on his pizza, and I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, that would be grounds for breakup, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, really, we lost each other, and we couldn't seem to figure out our way back.
I'm familiar with that.
One of your models?
No. She was a teacher, and it was a similar thing. It was great until it wasn't.
But you want that again? I mean, the great part?
Of course. You?
Yeah. I actually... You're gonna think it's ridiculous, but one of my nieces didn't want to write a letter to Santa this year, so I wrote one to convince her it was worth doing.
What did you wish for?
Okay. You promised not to laugh?
I promise.
I asked for true love.
Why would I laugh at that?
Well, hopefully my niece has more luck with her wish than I did with mine.
It's 4 days left until Christmas, so you never know.
Jane enters.
You never know.
Elizabeth, the reporter for the Mansfield Press is here for you.
Okay, great. I'll be right up.
The Mansfield Press. Fancy. You've hit the big time.
Anything for publicity. Hey, thank you for this. This is a really good idea.
Later that night, guests wander around the grounds of the manor. William sits beside the tree in the living room, working. Elizabeth enters.
Oh, there you are. Just look at all those people.
It is quite a crowd.
The water main break may have been a blessing in disguise. Stuart says that there's more people here than last year because everyone wants a last look at Pemberley.
I'm happy to hear it.
Well, we're just about to start our tree lighting. Do you want to come outside?
No, I can have a great view from in here.
Yeah, but you could see better out there.
I think it's best if I keep a low profile. We want people to pay attention to the tree, not me. You've done a remarkable job, Elizabeth.
Thank you. I kind of done it without your help.
Jane enters the house.
Elizabeth, we're ready.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Travis. I have a great spot figured out to watch the tree lighting. Would you want to watch with me?
Sure.
Jane smiles as they exit together.
Are you sure you don't want to come outside?
Yeah, I'm sure. Have fun.
Okay.
Elizabeth claps softly, then exits. Outside, Travis and Jane stand together chatting. Elizabeth approaches Georgia on the porch.
Ready, George?
Let's do it.
George approaches the tree in front of the crowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome to the Lambden Christmas Festival.
William watches from inside, smiling. Christopher approaches.
I haven't missed it, have I?
No, not yet.
Oh, good. I do love a good tree lighting. Aren't you coming?
No, I'm going to watch from in here.
Mr. Darcy, this is not the way to get your Christmas spirit.
Oh, there's lots of Christmas in here.
This Christmas is about more than decorations. Right. It's about people. People you care about and who care about you. You don't want to miss that, do you?
Christopher exits.
Now, I want to thank all the volunteers who helped put this thing together, but especially my assistant, Jane Lucas, and the woman of the hour, Elizabeth Lynn. All right, here we go. I'm going to need a countdown. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The tree and a second set of lights on the house illuminate. Elizabeth looks to the porch, where William is standing. They approach each other.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It sure is.
We make a good team.
Yes, we do.
He extends a hand, and they shake. An unseen photographer snaps a photo of the handshake. Caroline in her office.
All right, well, just follow the plan. Thank you. There should be 12 tables on the left and 12 tables on the right. It's in the binder, people.
She gets into the elevator reading a newspaper. On the front page is the picture of the handshake and the headline, Billionaire Darcy Saves Christmas. At the manor, children and guests play and mingle. A woman gives a ticket to a child who approaches Santa's chair. William watches from upstairs.
Mr. Darcy, Ms. Bennett's here to see you.
Oh, thank you, Christopher.
Christopher exits.
I'm sorry about your picture in the paper.
Oh, it's all right.
No, it's not. You asked me to do one thing, and I couldn't even do that. If this was event planning school, I would have flunked.
Elizabeth, it's not your fault. You didn't know they were going to take pictures. And frankly, if I didn't want my picture taken, I shouldn't have gone outside.
Promise me you're not going to become one of those crazy rich guys that never leaves his house.
I promise.
You know, if I'm honest, I'm a bit happy that you're getting the credit you deserve. The headline was right. You saved Christmas.
Oh, hardly. No, regardless, I don't need that kind of credit.
You allowed the festival to take place here so that the town felt better about what was happening at Pemberley. What's wrong with taking credit for that?
Well, that was more for the company buying it than for me.
William, there's nothing wrong with people knowing that you're a good guy.
Downstairs, Jane, George, and Travis enter.
Elizabeth? We have a problem.
Oh, good. I was wondering what else could go wrong.
The man who was going to play Santa Claus has come down with the flu. He's not going to be able to make it.
What are we going to do? We have a line of kids waiting out there to talk to Santa.
Well, we're just going to have to find a new one. If only there was someone around here who looks like Santa Claus.
Elizabeth turns to Christopher.
Me? You think I look like Santa?
Yeah, kind of.
He looks in the mirror.
I don't see it.
Christopher, you're just a couple reindeer shy from being with Santa Claus. Please, will you do this for us?
I'd be delighted.
Yes. Yeah. What about a costume?
I probably have some things that will work.
What about an elf helper?
They all look at Travis.
Me?
Later, Christopher and Travis are dressed and seated. Like Jane and Elizabeth watch.
A bicycle and a doll. Nice choice. Merry Christmas.
You sure you don't want to go out there and join in on the fun?
No, I'm fine.
You don't have to stay here and keep me company.
George and William chat in the dining room.
That's okay. I sent him a wish list to Santa already, so.
Anything interesting on it?
You know, car, boat, second term as mayor.
Right. So nothing big?
No, just the usual.
Everyone's done a fantastic job with this festival.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth should get most of the credit. She's remarkable.
Yeah. So you two dated in college?
One date. But I can't help wonder what it would be like if she would have said yes for a second.
What happened?
She wanted to be friends, you know, and I wanted her in my life. So at the time, that was good enough for me.
What about now?
Now? I can't help but wonder what she would say if I asked again. Maybe it'd be different.
George watches the festivities from the window.
Okay, so we're making some good progress. Then we found almost everything that the kids asked for.
Good, good, good. How much do we have left?
I think half the list.
Stop. Half? If we put anything else in this car, we're gonna have to sit on top.
It worked for the Christmas tree.
Do you always see the bright side?
I mean, it's 3 days until Christmas. It's a beautiful night. It's a beautiful town. We're buying presents for kids who don't often get presents. Doesn't get much better than that.
Point taken.
What do you want for Christmas?
Have everything I need.
Okay. What do you want? You can't possibly have everything you want.
Same thing everyone else wants, to be happy and satisfied in a job well done.
So family, friends, love.
They slowly stop walking.
Of course.
Oh, maybe you should put that in your letter to Santa.
Perhaps.
Oh, hey, do you think George would like this scarf? What do you think?
It's very nice.
He's been so good to me. He's taken such a huge chance on me with this festival.
Yes, he's very fond of you.
Well, I'm very fond of him, too.
She enters the shop. He follows after a moment. Later, the town car approaches the village inn. William and Elizabeth get out.
Well, thank you so much for all your help today.
I'm beginning to think you only appreciate me for my car.
I mean that, and you're really good at carrying things.
But that's it, right?
I mean, what else could there be?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Carriage rides and the concert. Yeah.
Elizabeth walks off. William watches.
Good night.
Good night.
He gets back into the car. She enters her room, then checks her phone, smiling. She answers the door. Caroline stands there.
Caroline.
Elizabeth.
Caroline enters in a huff.
Why didn't you tell me you were planning an event for William Darcy?
Because I wasn't. He just donated the use of the manor after the town square fell through. Literally.
Darcy Worldwide makes Blair Industries, our largest client, look like a mom and pop shop. Do you know how long I have been trying to plan an event with his company?
Yeah, but it's not with his company, it's with the town of Landon.
Elizabeth, your picture is in the paper as Darcy's event planner.
That was a mistake.
Oh, I'll say. Do you know what that picture makes me look like?
Smart for hiring such capable people.
It makes me look irrelevant. Someone who works for me is planning an event for one of the world's richest, most powerful men, and I'm not even mentioned. I should be the face of this.
Caroline, I'm really sorry. But the festival's already started, and everything has already been planned.
Caroline grabs Elizabeth's tablet.
Order some coffee from room service. We'll be up all night if we have to.
Doing what?
I'm gonna go over every single detail of the plan of this event and see how I can salvage it.
But the festival's going great. Everyone seems to really love it.
I am not talking about the festival. I am talking about my company's reputation. Elizabeth, you know I love you, but you are putting that in jeopardy.
Elizabeth picks up the bedside phone. The next day, Elizabeth and Caroline in the manor yard.
Okay, so over here we have the stage. This is where we'll do the reading of The Night Before Christmas.
Okay, it's not exactly what I would do, but it's not terrible, and we don't have time to change it anyway, so moving on.
Well, over here, this is where we'll serve hot chocolate, and people can sit and relax, mingle with their neighbor.
Hey? No, Elizabeth, no, people can't sit on hay. No, no, no. We need tables, silver tablecloths, white chairs. It all needs to be much more elegant. Are you writing this down?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Moving on.
Inside, William wraps presents clumsily in the dining room. Elizabeth enters.
What are you doing?
Wrapping the kids' Christmas gifts.
Are you angry at the gifts?
I've just never done something like this by myself, but there's nothing wrong with the way these gifts are wrapped. Provided my intention was to frighten the children. Are you going to help me or not?
Elizabeth sits.
I need to tell you something.
Uh-oh. What else did I do wrong?
No, it's actually something that I did wrong. My boss, Caroline, is here.
Why?
She's a little concerned with the extra attention the festival's getting.
Because of the photo of us in the paper.
Yeah. So she's going to be taking the lead for the rest of the event. She's outside making changes and talking to George right now, and then I'll introduce you to her.
But you've been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I mean, I'll still be here. I just be a little bit more behind the scenes where I belong.
I don't think you belong behind the scenes. I think you belong out front. I'd be happy to tell her that. Perhaps I should knock on her car window and remind her about being kind to the people who work for her.
William, no. Don't, okay? Let's just focus on making Christmas wonderful for everyone, and it'll be fine.
He notices she's put her hand on his arm. Travis enters.
Mr. Darcy, there's someone here to see you.
Mr. Darcy, I'm Caroline Bingley. Such a pleasure to meet you.
Hi, likewise.
Let's chat about this amazing festival and how we can truly make it spectacular.
Outside, Christopher, Elizabeth, George, Jane, and Travis watch the volunteers resetting the yard.
Yes, it looks nice.
Yes, it's very elegant.
Caroline likes things to look tasteful.
Has anyone seen Mr. Darcy?
Not since he and Miss Bingley got back from lunch.
He's at lunch with Caroline?
Yes, they seem to be getting along well. Oh, there he is.
William approaches.
Hi.
Has anyone had a carriage ride yet?
Travis and I did.
You haven't?
No, I'm supposed to stay here in case Caroline needs help with anything.
Well, that's not right. Come on.
William escorts her away by the hand. William and Elizabeth approach the carriage, where Caroline is waiting.
Mr. Darcy, would you like to take a carriage ride?
I was actually just about to accompany Elizabeth, if that's all right.
Oh, of course. I'll just radio the driver to come back.
That's all right. I'm happy to wait. Do you mind, Elizabeth?
No, not at all. Okay. Let me know if you change your mind.
Thank you.
So how do you feel now that Caroline's taken over the festival?
I mean, she knows what she's doing. I'm actually surprised she hasn't changed more. How was lunch with her?
It was good. She tried to get me to be more forthcoming about my involvement with the festival, but I made it very clear that I don't want any publicity.
Hasn't that ship already sailed because of me?
Any more publicity.
Right. How did she take it?
She can be charming when she wants to be, but don't worry, I didn't say anything about her taking over the festival.
Thank you.
But you should be very proud about what you've accomplished.
The carriage returns.
Here we go.
All right.
Caroline assists the family who's getting off.
A special ride for a special VIP.
Yeah. William helps Elizabeth climb in, then gets in.
Okay.
I think we can take it from here.
Of course. Elizabeth, let's have a chat when you get back, okay?
The carriage leaves.
Are you cold?
No,
I'm... You want a blanket?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Wow, everything's happening so fast. Tonight's the concert, tomorrow we read The Night Before Christmas, and Santa hands out the gifts.
And you're staying through the end of the festival still, are you?
Yeah, I'll head to my parents' house right after we wrap up.
Christmas morning with your family.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about you? Are you still working that day?
I don't know. Maybe I'll take the day off for once. Possibly. We'll see.
Really?
Maybe one last Christmas at Pemberley.
Well, is that why you decided to come here personally instead of sending someone who works for you?
I guess it is. Pemberley has a lot of powerful memories for me. I couldn't let that go without at least saying goodbye.
Why are you selling it at all?
The board of directors decided that our company needed to sell it.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could talk to them and change their mind. Why not tell them how important it was to you?
The board has been there forever, and my father, he would never have let something like fond childhood memories interfere with the business decision.
You're not your father.
But sometimes I need to be.
Well, maybe a Christmas at Pemberley will change your mind. If it doesn't, I don't know what else will.
Me neither.
Back at the manor, Caroline consults a folder as the carriage returns.
Welcome back. How was your carriage ride, Mr. Darcy?
It was lovely.
Excellent. Well, perhaps I should give it a go.
William gets out, then helps Elizabeth off. Caroline climbs in.
Would you mind accompanying me? I don't want to do this by myself.
Oh, I think perhaps we should... The other people have a chance.
Yeah, they're fine. Yeah, come on.
She pats the seat. William gets in.
Driver?
Elizabeth watches the carriage leave. Later, evening, a choir sings on the manor lawn.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Christopher is dressed as Santa.
Wow.
Elizabeth approaches.
Trust Caroline to turn a little Christmas concert into the hottest event of the year.
You think she's the reason all these people are here?
She sent out an email blast this morning and had the social media team working on overdrive. People even came from New York because she said it was going to be spectacular.
Your concert would have been just as good. Maybe better because it was coming from your heart.
That's very sweet, Christopher, but I'm content being in the background. She's the one that belongs out front.
Well, you never know, Elizabeth. You might be more important to this evening than you think.
Elizabeth, our soloist has a sore throat.
Oh no, is she able to sing?
I don't think so, and now we don't have anybody to do the finale.
Hey, why don't you do it, Elizabeth? You have a lovely voice.
You do? I didn't know you sang.
I don't really, like that.
Elizabeth, this concert is important to Lambton. It's part of the spirit of Christmas. You don't want to disappoint them.
He's right. I'm desperate. You're in.
Caroline, no.
Elizabeth, if you are looking for a way to make up for the whole Darcy thing, this would be a great way to do it. I'm going to go tell George.
You're going to be great.
Yeah.
Elizabeth frowns. Later, she stands on the porch practicing. William exits the house and approaches.
Hi.
Hi, what are you doing out here? You know there's photographers in the crowd, right?
Couldn't miss the grand finale.
You heard.
I did. You're gonna be great.
I haven't sung in front of people in a really long time.
What did Christopher say? The things we love are never far away.
The choir bows. George approaches the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, for our grand finale tonight, please welcome to the stage, Elizabeth Bennet.
Break a leg.
She walks up to the stage and approaches the microphone. She looks out at the crowd and prepares. William watches from the porch.
Oh, holy night, stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
George approaches William on the porch.
She's amazing, isn't she? Yes, she is. I think I'm gonna ask for the second date. What do you think? I think you should.
Caroline approaches William.
That went well, I think.
Yes, it did. Elizabeth is fantastic.
Yes, she is.
I think I'm going to go tell her that.
Before you do, I think now might be a good time to discuss Elite Events working with Darcy
Woodline. Yeah. My God, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
So good. Thank you so much for doing this. Seriously, you saved the night.
Later, the outside house lights go out. Elizabeth enters the living room and sees Caroline.
Caroline, hi. I was just looking for William.
Mr. Darcy is in his study. We were just talking about the possibility of Elite Events working with his company.
That's great.
Yes. And he made it very clear you played a big part in his willingness to work with us.
Well, I'm really happy I could help.
I think, though, that it might be a good idea for you to take a step back at this point.
Wait, what do you mean?
I need to establish a relationship with Mr. Darcy myself. I need him to understand that it's my company and that I can provide for his needs better than anyone else.
Are you firing me?
No.
Oh, okay.
Of course not.
Good.
You're an invaluable part of Elite Events, but you said it yourself. You shine in a behind-the-scenes capacity. Mr. Darcy is someone I should be dealing with directly from here on.
Oh, yeah.
Don't look at this as a failure. You did a fine job taking the lead. It's just not where you belong. As a matter of fact, why don't you take a Christmas vacation a little early? Head out tomorrow morning.
But tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and it's the last night of the festival.
Oh, I can handle it. I have your binder. Merry Christmas, Elizabeth.
Merry Christmas.
Caroline walks out. William is upstairs in the study sorting through papers as Christopher enters.
Is everything all right?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Pardon me for saying so, but it doesn't seem like it.
Well, it is. The sale of Pemberley's almost final, and the Christmas festival has been a big success.
Thanks to Elizabeth.
Yes, I made sure to let Caroline know how much I valued her contribution.
And have you let Elizabeth know that?
Yes. I think so.
And have you let Elizabeth know how much you value her?
She's very special. But I think she and George are better suited to each other.
Perhaps you should let Elizabeth make that decision. Mr. Darcy, it's almost Christmas. It's time to believe in the magic of the holidays. You can get what you wish for. But you have to ask.
Christopher leaves. At the inn, George and Elizabeth approach the front door.
On the bright side, I guess this means I get to go home early.
You're really not going to come to the toy giveaway or the reading night before Christmas?
I mean, I was going to leave straight away afterwards anyway. This means I get to spend a little bit more of Christmas Eve with my family.
Well, at least you don't have to deal with Caroline anymore. I tried talking to her and she would not budge an inch.
I told you she wasn't going to listen to you.
I don't know. Maybe we can get Darcy to...
No, I don't want to involve him in this any more than I already have. I feel terrible for dragging him into this mess in the first place.
William Darcy is a grown man. You do not drag him into anything.
I'm really sorry I let you down, George.
Didn't.
So does that mean we're still friends?
Friends. Always.
A car approaches the inn.
Good.
Elizabeth and George hug. William gets out of the town car and sees them hug, then gets back into the car, frowning.
Good night.
George and Elizabeth leave in opposite directions. William enters the front door of the manor. Travis approaches him.
Mr. Darcy, the final paperwork for the sale of Pemberley is here. Just needs your signature.
Travis hands him a folder. William takes a look around, then signs. He hands the folder back to Travis.
Thank you, Travis. Have them prepare the helicopter.
We're leaving?
Tomorrow. No reason for us to be here any longer.
William exits. The next day, Elizabeth enters the manor yard. The decorations are being taken down. Elizabeth approaches Caroline.
Caroline, what's happening? Why are they tearing everything down?
Festival is over.
What? Why?
And canceled.
No, it's Christmas Eve. The gift-giving and the reading of the night before Christmas is tonight.
The sale of Pemberley is complete, and the company that bought it doesn't want the liability, so they pulled the plug.
Well, no, I actually spoke to them personally. They said they wanted to inspire some goodwill for the community.
That was to close the deal, and now that it's done, they don't care what the town thinks.
Well, we have to talk to William. He can fix this.
Mr. Darcy left, Elizabeth.
What do you mean he left?
He went back to New York.
Caroline walks off. At the mayor's office, Elizabeth and George sit with coffee.
I just can't believe he left without saying goodbye.
Well, he must have had a good reason.
The sale of Pemberley's done. You're right, he's all business. He doesn't care about anything else.
Elizabeth, over the past couple of weeks, I saw a different man. I mean, it's clear that he cares about something more.
George.
No, it's okay. We're friends, right? You cared about him too, don't you?
Yeah, but it's too late to do anything about that now.
No, it's not. It's Christmas. What better time to ask for a Christmas miracle?
You're right. But I'm going to use that wish on the festival. Let's go save Christmas together.
On a helipad, Travis and William sit in the town car. Travis' phone reads Jane Lucas.
Sorry. I'm gonna take this.
William gives a look as Travis gets out.
Hello? Jane? You want me to do what? I can't lie to him. I can't. You really think I can do it? Okay. You can count on me.
Travis gets back in the car.
Mr. Darcy, that was the company that bought Pemberley.
I signed their contract. What else do they want?
They just want to make sure the contract is completely done. You know, done.
Done?
Their term, not mine.
Okay, yeah, the contract is done. Pemberley is theirs. Except for the ratification.
The what?
The Darcy Board of Directors has to ratify the contract. It's just a formality. We'll take care of it with a simple vote when I get back to New York.
So, until you get back to the city and the board votes on it, technically, you still own Pemberley.
Technically, yes.
Got it. Good. Oh, while I was out there, the pilot said it would be a while before we can take off.
The weather?
Right. Yes, the weather. So, should we go back to the manor to wait?
No, there's no reason to go back there. We'll just wait here.
Okay.
Travis types a text. George, Elizabeth, and Jane work at George's desk.
Yeah, we need some volunteers. Are you able to?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how many people?
Guys, we're a go for Pemberley.
Yes.
Elizabeth stands at the empty stage. Caroline approaches.
Caroline, I thought you left.
I got a call saying that someone told the workers to stop dismantling the festival.
Yeah, that was me.
Elizabeth, I know how important this event is to you, but our hands are tied.
I actually just untied them. I don't have time to explain because I gotta put this entire Christmas festival back together.
Look around. You don't have time to put it back together all by yourself.
I won't be by myself. I called some friends to help.
A large crowd enters the manor yard.
Caroline, look, I know that you said that I belong behind the scenes, but this festival is more important than the both of us. It's about making sure that this entire town experiences the joy of Christmas, and I can make that happen. As long as you'll let me.
What can I do to help?
Elizabeth smiles and hands her a folder.
There you go.
William sits impatiently.
This is getting ridiculous.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go talk to the pilot, find out what the delay is.
Oh, the weather, remember?
It's barely even snowing. Helicopters can fly in the snow.
I'll do it. I can do it.
I'm gonna go get an update.
I'll do it. I can do it.
No, it's fine. I got it.
It's not the weather.
It's not?
The helicopter's ready. It has been for a while now.
Well, why haven't we left yet?
Because you're not supposed to leave.
I'm not.
No. You're supposed to remember that it's Christmas and that anything is possible at Christmas. And that you shouldn't sell Pemberley and that you love Elizabeth and she loves you. So I had to pretend that the helicopter wasn't working and keep you here until you did remember all that.
You think Elizabeth loves me?
I know she does. And I know I don't know you very well yet, Mr. Darcy, but I know that you could really use someone like her in your life. Especially at Christmas. That's what it's all about, right?
We're going back to Pemberley Manor. We have a Christmas festival to get to. Thank you, Travis.
Evening at the manor yard. The festival is nearly assembled. Jane approaches Elizabeth.
Have you seen Christopher? I can't find him anywhere.
Well, he's our Santa.
Yeah, bad news. Stan Finley, the anchorman who was going to read Night Before Christmas, his wife just went into labor.
Okay, nobody panic. George, you hand out the toys to the kids and I'll read the story.
I don't have a Santa suit and they're expecting a celebrity to read to them.
I know it's not perfect, but unless there's a Christmas miracle, we'll have to do.
Elsewhere, the town car is stuck in the snow. Travis attempts to get cell reception.
Don't know luck. Can't get a signal. The snow must have knocked out all the cell towers.
I'll try mine.
As William attempts to get cell service, Christopher approaches in a Santa suit.
Christopher! Is that you?
Yes, William. I've come to give you a lift back to Pemberley.
Did you drive your car out here?
Something like that. You'll see. You know, I thought it was all set up. Elizabeth wrote her Christmas letter looking for true love. The two of you should have been able to figure that out on your own. Here I am, it's Christmas Eve, needing to drop everything to make sure that you understand that Christmas is not just sitting in a big house watching the festivities through the window and that she gets her Christmas wish.
What are you talking about?
Well, it's a long story. Come on.
He beckons William along. At the festival, Elizabeth paces anxiously as Caroline stands by. George approaches.
Elizabeth, can't wait any longer.
Okay, let's do this.
He hands her the storybook. They all look around for the source of the bells. Christopher and William approach together.
William, it's Christopher too.
I'm so sorry we're late. We had a little, car trouble. Right, Mr. Darcy?
Yeah, car trouble.
But we're here now, ready to read The Night Before Christmas. Hand us presents.
Well, the guy that was supposed to read it never showed, so I'm taking over.
Actually, you know what, Elizabeth? May I do it? I think it's time that I partake in the Christmas festivities instead of just watching them from the window of my house.
Your house? I thought you were...
I talked to the board. The sale's off.
Okay, well, everyone's waiting, so are you ready?
Remember what Christopher said. The things you love are never too far away.
Okay.
Elizabeth hands William the book. George approaches the microphone on the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, reading The Night Before Christmas, William Darcy.
William takes his place in front of the crowd.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
The town car arrives. Travis gets out.
Their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap.
Travis and Jane see each other and hug.
Winter's nap. When out on the lawn...
Thank you, Christopher.
It's my pleasure, Elizabeth. And I hope that you get what you wanted for Christmas.
I already have.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he rode out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
William gets off the stage. Christopher approaches the chair.
Merry Christmas! Who wants some presents? Ah, come on up! How about you, my friend?
I thought you didn't like speaking in public.
I had to make sure I make it onto the nice list.
I think you did.
They look at each other's eyes. They lean in and kiss tenderly. They pull away, then kiss again, more passionately. It snows gently on the yard as the festival continues.